Hey there, and welcome to your Pocket Sailing Instructor. I'm Penny Caldwell, and I have been a sailing coach for over 25 years now. I'm here to help you reach your sailing goals, whether you're looking for gear reviews, safety tips, or just some fun sailing stories. This podcast will have it all. Your Pocket Sailing Instructor is an educational and fun podcast about all things sailing. I plan on releasing weekly episodes every Thursday to help you end off your week on a high note. So grab your coffee and join me for your weekly dose of all things sailing. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Your Pocket Sailing Instructor. I'm Penny. I'm excited to have you join me this week. So as I mentioned previously, I am going to start working on a group of episodes all about chartering. So we're going to start off this week talking about choosing a destination, how some of the steps that I go through when I'm choosing a destination for a charter. And this is really pertinent because I am actually putting together a flotilla for 2024. And I'm currently looking at where do I want to sail? Why do I want to sail there? Who do I want to have join me? What type of boats am I looking at? What are some of the quotes and the budgeting involved and stuff like that? So this is a really pertinent episode as I am currently going through this process right now as well. So as usual, please do like, follow, share the podcast. Please feel free to leave me a review as well. Definitely on iTunes if you listen there, or Spotify, anything like that. Anytime you leave a positive review, it will promote this podcast to other like-minded sailors who will hopefully find it useful as well. So I really, really appreciate you helping me out with that. And also a big thank you to my patrons. Thank you for your ongoing support. And I am working on a few freebies and some extra stuff for you guys. Please do feel free to reach out to me if you have any current questions with anything that you have going on with your sailing adventures. And if you're not already a patron, please do feel free to sign up. I have links in all of the show notes. And I really love hearing from you guys and keeping in touch and learning about all of your adventures. So let's get going. All right. So the first part of figuring out your whole charter adventure is to kind of figure out what is the goal of your charter. Are you looking to sail somewhere really unique where you can experience isolated sailing or boat life? Are you looking to go somewhere where you can go on shore and you can explore all kinds of touristy places that normally you wouldn't be able to go to, and being on the boat is really just your means of getting there? Are you looking to head out and have some family adventure? So there are kind of a few different reasons why you would want to charter a boat, a sailboat in particular, for our purposes. And, you know, depending on what your goals are with being out on the boat, that will affect what type of destination you choose to go and sail in or at. I'll go with that. So one of the first things that I like to do when I'm researching chartering destinations is I ask other sailors, like, simple, where have you chartered before? Why did you choose that destination? What did you like about it? What didn't you like about it? Which chartering company did you go with? What were some of the issues that you found with the boats or with dealing with the charter company? Because those are two different things. You know, just kind of get a feel for what kind of experience did they have? What kind of recommendations do they have for you? And kind of go from there. So that's kind of a baseline of where I like to start. And the next thing that I like to look at is, for myself, like I just mentioned, you know, what is the motivation for going on this particular sail charter? So for me, what I really enjoy about being out on the boat is going to really isolated places where I'm not going to run into a lot of other people. I'm not going to run into a lot of other boats. I might be in a position to experience some really unique type of anchorages or really unique kind of adventures and just experiences. So I am not looking necessarily at this point in my life, I'm not looking for that canned chartering experience where, you know, day one, you're headed here, day two, you're headed there, and it's very scripted and it's very organized and it's very touristy, and you're going to be around a lot of other boats. So that was one of the things that I've kind of ironed out or discovered about myself when we went to Croatia in particular. When we started off our charter, the first night that we were on the boat, we were still at the dock. We were going to be leaving on our second day. So usually with most charter companies, you get on the boat Sunday afternoon, which is what we did. And then you usually cast off Monday morning after you've done a thorough check of your boat and all that kind of stuff. So Sunday night, we were at the dock along with all of the other charter boats, probably a good, I would say, 40 other charter boats. And we ended up beside a younger, I believe they were either German or Russian people, probably, I would say, maybe in their late 20s, early 30s. And for them, for sure, the experience was party, party, party. So there was a lot of like dance music and techno music and really loud, lots of drinking. And they were partying, I think, probably till 2 or 3 in the morning was when I finally fell asleep. So for me, I was not particularly interested in that type of charter. So that day when we cast it off Monday morning, I was excited to get away from that boat. The second night, we ended up at a marina and we had a different party boat beside us. So that became pretty clear to me that, you know, Croatia, I would need to try and pick the itinerary that would be unexpected or slightly different from a lot of the other boats, if that makes any sense. So for me, heading back to Croatia, which is something I definitely plan on doing because it was absolutely beautiful. I loved it. And unfortunately, my husband was not able to join me. So I do have to go back so that he can experience it as well. But what I would do is try to kind of, pick an itinerary that would be less common so that I wouldn't have as many other boats kind of following me around. And in the end, we did end up breaking away from these younger boats and we ended up having a great time at a lot of the different marinas with other boaters that were, you know, definitely like-minded, everybody having a great time playing card games in the cockpit at night, that kind of thing. But most people by midnight, they were shutting it down and it was really... It was really pleasant and it was good. But, you know, that's something to look into as far as what you're looking for in your charter. If you don't want to have a party type of charter and you want to have more of a isolated experience, then you're definitely going to want to work in some more anchorages and stuff. So you might be looking to charter in an area where there's a lot of anchoring options. And that's definitely one thing that we did decide to do when we were in Croatia is we skipped a couple of the marinas so that we could go and anchor at night. And there's definitely a ton of different places along all of the islands that you can anchor really well. So that worked really, really well. So my first kind of research thing for you as far as figuring out your destination is talk to other sailors, talk to other friends, other people who have sailed and chartered in different destinations and find out kind of what the sailing was like. So the next thing that I like to do is I like to do some online searches. And one of the things I'm looking for travel kind of guides or travel feedback. Doesn't necessarily have to be sailing specific, but definitely having the sailing information will help quite a bit as far as picking marinas and stuff like that. But I will do kind of a general purpose search about, top destinations for chartering, what to look for in destinations when you're chartering and that kind of thing. And I like to read through people's blogs and I like to read through just some of the experiences that they had while they were chartering. And the types of things that I'm looking for specifically, especially for me as someone who is generally in the skipper position, I'm generally running the boat and trying to make sure that everybody else on the boat is having a great time. So sometimes you know, I'm taking on more of a professional role with how the boat is going. So I'm looking for things like, where can I refuel the boat? How easy is it for me to refuel the vessel? How difficult is it for me to provision the boat? What kind of grocery stores are nearby? Depending on if I have paid clients on the charter, I'm looking for what kind of tourist attractions are there close to the marinas, because you might not want to end up going to a marina and then you have to pay, you know, $20 or $30 to hop into a taxi to get to a destination where people are going to go and, you know, enjoy some of the local touristy type stuff, whether it's shopping or beaches or whatever. So you're going to kind of organize your itinerary based on what types of things, what types of activities do you want to do as a group. So I do a lot of research. I like to go through Facebook as well. There are different groups that you can look for in Facebook that will give you some ideas of different chartering destinations. So some really popular destinations right now, obviously Croatia, which I talked about. Croatia, until the last few years, appears to have been relatively new to the whole chartering and tourism type thing. So it's definitely an up-and-coming area for tourism and for sailing. Greece is another big one as well for chartering and sailing. And then you, obviously the BVIs, British Virgin Islands and the Caribbean, are very, very popular. And some of the less popular items, but that are kind of, or destinations, I should say, not items, that are becoming more popular would be like, you know, Alaskan type cruises, chartering, or even up in the Norway in the fjords. That is definitely another area that a lot of cruisers are starting to research and go to. So, I mean, really, the sky's the limit. Really, I think for me, the budget's the limit. That's kind of how I end up choosing some of my destinations. So what I do next is, once I kind of narrow down maybe two or three destinations that I'm interested in, I've done my online research. I have talked to other sailors. I've asked them, you know, what kind of chartering experience was it? I'm always, like I said, looking for really nice anchorages. Most of the time, if I can choose between staying out on a mooring buoy or at anchor versus staying at a marina, I 90% of the time will choose to be out at anchor. I just find it really comfortable, really quiet. I'm an only child, so I just really don't like to have too many people around. What can I say? But I do love having the people on my boat. So not to think that I don't like having people. I'm very much used to it. But sometimes, you know, you can't really choose your neighbors sometimes. So that can get a bit frustrating. But one of the next things that I like to do is I like to pull up some of the bigger yacht chartering companies, and I take a look at their profiles for the areas that I'm interested in. So a bit of a spoiler alert. So like I mentioned, I am currently setting up a charter for 2024. I am leaning towards actually going to Cuba. Totally random and a bit different, but like Croatia, Cuba is a newer kind of cruising area. Seems to be relatively untouched and relatively, just newer for boaters. Not one of those hotspot destinations like, you know, the British Virgin Islands, for instance. Everybody seems to go down to the BVIs every year. So whereas Cuba is a little bit kind of off the beaten path, a little bit different. So that's kind of the area that I'm leaning towards right now. And so what I will do is I will pull up some of the larger yacht chartering companies, and I will have a look through where they charter their vessels. So where do they start and end? Some of their trips. I like to take a look at any pre-built itineraries that they have created for that particular area. And then I also request a bunch of quotes. So I take a look at, you know, relative, what kind of year, what time of year do I want to be sailing in that area? For me right now, I'm looking at March or April. I'm trying to coincide it with the kids being on their spring break, so that potentially our kids who are teenagers, our girls, can join us. I'm not sure if they're going to come or not, but I'm trying to book it that way. So that's the timeline that I'm looking at. And so, I will start to send out quotes and I will start to get organized as far as what kind of pricing am I looking at and that sort of thing. So then from there, what I will do is I will actually pull up my Navionics app. So I've got a subscription to the Navionics app. And what I do is I pull up the app and I take a look at the itineraries that are suggested, mouthful for some reason. And I start taking a look at how I could potentially amend the itinerary or have some options. So I talk about this a lot in trip planning in one of my other podcast episodes, how you should always have a plan A, B, C, D, whatever. So I kind of have a look at the destination and the itinerary and where we're planning to go to figure out how flexible is it. So like I mentioned with Croatia, there's all kinds of islands, all kinds of anchorages. If we wanted to completely flip our itinerary around, that would not be a problem. There are a lot of places to anchor. There's a lot of marinas to go and check out. And there's a lot of really fun tourist things to do at each of those destinations. So a lot of things within walking distance. So a very accessible and great place to charter. So I'm going through the same process right now with Cuba. It's a little bit different in that the main island, not overly exciting to sail around, but there are some smaller islands that we can head over to. And on those islands, we would be doing a lot of anchoring. So I do expect that if I do decide to go to Cuba, that it would be more of a typical, kind of a typical sail that I'm used to, where first night we're at the marina, we get the boat, and then maybe for two or three nights we're out at anchor, and then we go to another marina, refuel, reprovision if there's any, you know, goods that have expired that we need to stock up on, spend one night at the anchorage, do a pump out, that kind of thing, and then we continue on another two or three nights out at anchor, and so on. So that's kind of the type of charter experience that I like to do. And so that's one of the things that I'm looking at. So some of the different charter companies that I will do some research with are, like I mentioned, the big ones. So there's Dream Yacht Charters. The Moorings is another big one. Sunsail. Boat bookings. So there are definitely kind of some bigger yacht chartering companies. And unfortunately for them, what I like to do is use them as research, and then I will have a look to see if there are any smaller chartering companies for that particular destination. So in particular for Cuba, there is a smaller charter company that I am looking at, potentially throwing some business their way and getting four or five boats together so that we can put together a little flotilla and have some fun sailing around Cuba. So that's kind of my process that I'm going through right now. And then once I start to get some quotes back and some timings back as far as what it would look like for budgeting, then I will start to get an idea of whether or not it is feasible and who I might approach to join me on the boat. But that will be for further episodes, one of my next episodes there. So for this episode, basically, the first thing to do is nail down what your goal is with your sailing charter. Are you looking to get away and be away from everything? Are you looking to go and do some touristy type stuff? And you're looking to kind of do daily adventures on shore? Are you looking for a little bit of a blend of both? I like to do a bit of a blend. I like to be on shore maybe every two or three days. Otherwise, I'm out at anchor. I'm doing some snorkeling and just kind of enjoying the boat life, basically. Then from there, I like to do some online research with some of the larger charter companies, get some quotes and some dates and figure out if that is going to work for me or not. And then next week, we are going to start to talk about how to select your crew and how to work on your itinerary a little bit. And also figuring out, you know, what is the type of boat that you want to charter. And what type of charter do you want to do? Because there are a couple different options there for you, depending on your sailing experience. There are some different options available to you. I just want to take a minute to give a big shout out to my patrons. You guys are a huge support for me. You help to make these episodes possible, so thank you so much. For those of you who are not familiar with Patreon, it's a way for you to help support content creators like myself through a subscription. For as little as $3 a month, you can support my little podcast to reach many more people, and it will help me bring you new episodes every single week. Check it out today at patreon.com. That's patreon.com/yourpocketsailinginstructor. That's patreon.com/yourpocketsailinginstructor. One last time, patreon.com/yourpocketsailinginstructor. And I so appreciate your support. Now let's get back to our episode. So I hope that you found the information here in step one helpful for you. This is an idea of where you can start off as far as your research, talking to other people, looking it up on Navionics, doing some online research, getting some quotes, all that kind of stuff. And next week we're going to continue our chartering journey and start talking about boats and crew and moving on from there. I hope you have a great week.